folks. Hey, I finished my workout just a little bit early, which is good because I haven't talked to you in a little bit. I actually recorded something earlier today and the whole thing ended up being blurry. So I'm just going to give you the gist of it here. First thing we want to do is lift up a brother in prayer. The Oregon State Police suffered a pretty gnarly injury last week when a trooper was hit by a car. And without giving the details of that one, God already knows, so we're just going to pray for him. Also, I received a prayer request for an officer's child who's in the hospital dealing with some stuff. And again, without giving a bunch of specifics, we'll pray for him as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to pray for those who walk that thin line, as my good friend Steve said, that thin line between good and evil, order and chaos. Lord, we pray for the injuries sustained and the illnesses, Lord, that they would be healed, that their families would be given a peace that surpasses understanding. And Lord, as you are the great physician, we lift them up into your loving care, Lord, and we trust you, because you are always faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. So what I wanted to talk about, and what I did talk about, that, I'm just not going to share it because it would be kind of irritating putting that on the tube and having it so blurry. So the gist of it is this. In John chapter 11, we see the shortest verse in the entire Bible. It's two words. It says, Jesus wept. And the context is very important there, obviously. It's when Lazarus had died, and Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, actually waited 2 days before he went out and raised Lazarus from the dead. And the reason that Jesus gave was essentially so that we could see the glory of God. That the reason that Lazarus had gone through what he was going through and what he went through was exactly that. Was so that we could see God's glory. And we certainly did. But the point I want to make is that even though it was an emotional time, and even though it says Jesus wept, he wasn't acting out of emotion. Nothing that he did was out of emotion. Even when Jesus went into the temple and was tossing tables, it wasn't an action that came from emotion. It was calculated. It was spirit-led. And Jesus never acts out of emotion. Now, you and I, we do have that tendency on occasion to act on our emotion. And thankfully, as believers, I haven't seen a whole lot of my believing brothers and sisters who actually do this. And that's great. That's phenomenal, because the rest of the world acts out of emotion. And they want to play off our emotion to get a response. But if we walk like Jesus, if we walk with the Spirit, we're going to respond biblically. Okay, we're going to turn to the Word in order to see what the correct response is. And hopefully, the longer we walk with the Lord, the more we will turn to Him initially instead of secondarily, right? Instead of acting with an immediate emotional response and then turning to the Lord. Hopefully, God will give us patience, and just like He has long suffering, right? And that will give us the ability to act not only rationally, but faithfully. So with that in mind, thank you all for the kind responses when I said that I needed to take a little bit of time off. It turns out taking time off was not in the cards. And more accurately, it's not what God's will was for me, because it wasn't long after I sent that email out that I received an invite to go and speak at a sort of a church type event. And so I think what God was saying is, if you're going through a hard time to dig in a little bit harder into the Word and keep sharing the gospel, because that's what brings true healing. And when we focus on ourselves, it just goes downhill. So anyway, thank you all for the kind words and responses for that one. Anyway, loving Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that we have the opportunity through this media source, this virtual media here, to connect with one another. Lord, I know that you love even each and every one of these listeners. I ask that your hand be upon them, that you guide them this week, and thank you for this quick opportunity to speak about you. Thank you so much, Lord, and help us to be a blessing to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Thin Line believers would appreciate some continued prayer, because as always, we hope to do more for the kingdom of God, and we're not going to step out without God's leading. So anyway, God bless in the week ahead. Email us if you have prayer requests, questions. If you want to get together on Zoom or something like that, let us know. We can always get together for prayer. So anyway, take care.